Good afternoon, everybody. It is now time for the 2021 Rome Wolves Coaches Preview Show, and we're visiting with the head coach of the Wolves, Coach John Reed. And Coach, as I got here, you gave me the tour of the new facilities, and I have to tell you, I'm just not sure there's hardly anywhere else in the country that you have something as nice as you guys have here.
Yeah, we're really proud of it, Matt. It took a lot of work and a lot of patience and design and we're really excited about what we have to offer for not only football athletes, but all the athletes.
Absolutely. And, of course, this is your seventh season at the helm of the Rome Wolves as the curtain gets ready to rise. And it's kind of hard to believe that you've been here that long in some ways. But in other ways, so much has happened. Couple state championships. Last year, you know, with everything that everybody had to deal with preparing in a pandemic season. So I'd imagine some ways it feels like you got here yesterday, but in other ways a lot has happened as well.
Yeah, well, I think you and I were just speaking a moment ago about how it sneaks up on you. And, you know, all of a sudden 7 years, start of our seventh season, and it has kind of, seems like just yesterday we got started in 2015, kind of rebuilding and kind of putting the East and West Rome thought processes together, and now we're in our seventh season, and a lot of tradition been built the last 7 years.
One of the things, when you look back on last year, you guys went 8-4, second round of the playoffs, and that was with a young team and just a very unusual spring and summer. And so when you look back on last year, you guys really improved as the course of the season went on.
Right. I think a lot of people would probably prefer not to talk about last year. And the only thing I'll have to say about that, it was a worst-case scenario for the Rome Wolves going into the season because we knew we were going to play some young players. And in the second-round playoff game, I think we started 7 freshmen, which says a lot, I think, is for our coaching staff. It's probably one of the best jobs we've ever done.
No question about it. That's certainly what people talk about around town. Well, football coaches talk a lot about the importance of discipline, process, being organized, all those sorts of things. And last year, with all the different protocols and restrictions, that created some new challenges for all coaches. And you guys, especially with the situation that you just described, really came up with a great plan. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that we had, once we saw what was in front of us and kind of took a look at what the GHSA was going to allow us to do, I think initially we started out and we met and we just had a fantastic plan as to get the kids in shape. I mean, they'd been sitting around. And uniquely enough, or oddly enough, we stayed out of the weight room because the stipulations and protocols were so demanding. If you did it under the way that you expected to do, you just spent most of your time wiping bars off and doing this. So we stayed outside, away from each other, did body movements, push-ups, air squats, and stuff like that. The kids actually, about a month into that, begged us to go in the weight room because it was really tough. And I think we had a great plan throughout to try to get football taught to these kids as quickly and efficiently as possible. And then our schedule was tough from all the way through, and especially tough front-end loaded. So I think the kids did a good job with that.
Well, Coach, obviously this year, different protocols in place, so you've had a pretty normal spring and summer. And one of the things that we've talked about is, you know, how young the team was last year, and that remains true this year, still a young team. So as far as gains that you felt like getting back into the normalcy of your routine, how do you feel like that has gone to get ready for the season?
I mean, we have a routine in that, and you're right about that. And so now the kids are starting to find out through practice. Like this kid's never even been up to one of our practices. And so they're trying to find out the expectations at practice and meetings and film study and in the weight room. And so I think it's going to allow them to be a little more game ready.
And, Coach, you guys had the opportunity a couple of weeks ago, before the regular season begins, to play a very talented Kell team in a scrimmage here at home. It was under the Friday night lights, had a big crowd on hand. Fans were really excited to be there. It felt extremely normal, and the team looked great. Defense played well. Offense got rolling as the game went on. So what were your biggest takeaways from how things went in the scrimmage?
Well, I thought that all along, and it was supposed to happen last year, but I thought that is a great scrimmage for Kell and Rome, you know, just to kick it off with two good programs and playoff contenders every year. And I think one takeaway from that is, and we didn't really – talk about it much, but we didn't have an offense or defensive penalty in that game. We had one penalty on special teams. So I thought that coming out 3 days in pads and playing a Friday night game, that we wanted to make our scrimmages as normal as possible. I'm not one of the guys that has dead punts or not live kickoffs and stuff like that. So we wanted to make it as normal as possible. And so with that being said, I'm not as worried about as much about people watching us kick off or kick return as I'm worried about how we perform. And so I think some of those things were really good. And with only 3 days actually in pads going to that game, I thought that there were some things that we saw with some kids maturing. And like you said, we are still young. There were a bunch of sophomores out there.
And on the other note then, you mentioned some things that encouraged you, but what are some of the things that you really need to work on as the first few weeks of the season go by to get you in position to have the success you'd like to have this year?
Yeah, I think that everybody's going to work on sideline management, being where you're supposed to be, being when you're ready for special teams and all that. I think that's always an ongoing process, getting game ready, getting in shape. You can do all you want at practices, but you can't get in shape until you play a lot of reps live. And then, I just think that as trying to find identity offensively, and I think defensively, we kind of got a little bit of a rapport with some of our kids that have been out there a little bit last year.
We're joined by the head coach of the Rome Wolves. John Reed is with us, and we've talked about some general stuff here in our first segment. Our next segment, we're going to talk about the offense and also the offensive coaching staff. We're going to take a break. You're listening to the 2021 Rome Wolves High School Football Coaches Preview Show on WLAQ. We'll be back.
Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue offers you residential and commercial roofing manufactured right here in-house and with all the accessories you need. Georgia Metal Center offers C-Purlin, Z-Purlin, and half channel, plus double bubble and commercial insulation. Georgia Metal Center also offers you pole barn trusses and components. Georgia Metal Center is your headquarters for vinyl siding, offering you 8 different colors. Georgia Metal Center on Shorter Avenue across from Oaknall Cemetery.
Join us as Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers kicks back to the community August 11th through the 21st. We will have dozens of pieces of jewelry from our annual silent auction in the store. Select your favorite 501c3 charity. A $10 donation to the charity of your choice entitles you to a bid card allowing you to place bids on fabulous pieces of jewelry. Starting bids are 50% off the regular price. Winning charities receive 10% of the purchase price of every item in the auction. Hurry to Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers to find an exciting treasure for yourself and to help others in our community. Bidding begins August 11th and ends promptly at 2 o'clock August 21st. Kick back at Ford Giddings & Kane Jewelers, 312 Broad Street in historic downtown Rome. We are members of the American Gem Society. Remember, we all win when we kick back to our community.
Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue, is Rome's oldest family-owned independent pharmacy. They've been in business since 1973. At Avery Drugs, most insurance is accepted. They have a drive-through window and offer free delivery for your convenience. And Avery Drugs accepts all major credit cards. Shop local. Shop Avery Drugs, 710 North 5th Avenue in Rome. Give them a call with your questions about coronavirus and other illnesses at 706-291-0999.
Back with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed, is with us. And, Coach, one of the things that looks a bit different about your team this year is you have a brand-new offensive coordinator. Shane Sams is here. So, first of all, as we get ready to talk about your offensive coaches, let's talk about him and what he brings to the table.
Well, first of all, I think Shane's in the history books in Georgia high school football as having the receiver with the most yardage in history with the kid at McQuill, whatever his name was, at Warner Robins. But he's a young guy and has a lot of organization and well thought out offense, and we're happy to have him on board to kind of ignite our offense and get. I think the number one thing was we got some talented kids that are young and really get those guys utilize their talents.
And, Coach, on that note, obviously you have a new offensive coordinator, so when fans go see the team, obviously it's going to look a little bit different than what they've seen in the past. So what do you think are some of the defining characteristics of what he does offensively?
I think one of the biggest things that it's a little more the quarterback's a little more involved in the play calling or decision-making at the pre-snap, and I think that's one of the things that you might find a difference. Yeah, I think you're going to see the same things that I want every Friday night and be able to do what you want to do when you want to do it and not be able to have the defense dictate to you. And so with that being said, I think we got some good players to get the ball out to.
Who makes up the rest of your coaching staff as far as offense is concerned?
First, you got to start with the offensive line, and that's Dan Inman. And he was a Georgia player, and he's been around coaching, so he coaches all our offensive line. And DJ Hazelray is also new, probably one of the better receiver coaches in the South, and he's coaching wide receivers. And Jason King's on for his sixth year as running back coach and really hitting his stride.
And, Coach, let's talk about you guys. Obviously, we've talked about having a young team but a very talented team. So let's start with the big guys up front on the offensive line.
Yeah, and I think that – and at the top this interview is there's still a lot to be settled. And, you know, I think always throughout our season we find people win roles and all that. And I think there's – offensive linemen have gotten stronger and more powerful, but they're still awful young. And I think we got Zaterian Vilsaint at center. He's his first year center. A lot of these guys are first year positions. Demond McCombs, right guard. Tim Baltimore, left guard. Charles Dupree was a defensive end last year. He's left tackle. And a couple guys, either Walker Norton or Jarvis Adams, are working at right tackle. And there's some other guys behind them, too.
And, Coach, obviously last year one of the storylines in terms of Rome football was a young freshman quarterback coming in, Reese Fountain, and he did a tremendous job. So I would imagine that this is his sophomore year now, having more experience, that the expectations definitely go up for him as well.
I mean, it's not something we talk about, I'm sure, that the fans and everybody, but, you know, he just going into his sophomore year, I think he's gotten stronger and has his arm strength's gone up. So there's some things that he'll be able to do that he couldn't do last year. And also just that the fact that he's had a whole year to get ready and understand what high school football on Friday nights in our region is like.
Now, as far as weapons are concerned for your quarterback, you got some good running backs, wide receivers get talked about a lot. So let's talk about those guys.
Well, I think you would start with a guy that can play fullback, tight end, and wide out, and that's Martavius Collins, a sophomore, about 6'4 and 240 pounds. And you'll see him number 12. And then you just got so many. You got Patrick Cromer and DK Daniel, Will Bray. You got Martell Height out there and Bryson Hill and some running backs. So even a freshman, CJ Flemister, and a sophomore, and Sean Nelson, and all those guys that are in a new kid, Jamarius McDermott, which people haven't seen. So there's a bunch of kids that can run and catch.
And as far as your depth is concerned, it sounds like you feel like you got a pretty good level of that this year.
Yeah, I think we do. And oddly enough, we still have kids that at the freshman level that will, you know, see playing time either this year or next real early.
We're joined by the head coach of the Rome Wolves. John Reed is with us. We've talked about the offense. In our next segment, we're going to talk about defense and special teams. A little bit later, we'll have a look at the 2021 season schedule. We're going to take a break. We'll be back on WLAQ.
Austin Ratliff's Armorchy Pharmacy really wants your business. That's why when you go into the store, they know you by name, not by prescription number. They offer discount pricing all the time. And when you shop there, you're shopping locally because they're owned and operated locally and the money circulates right here in your town. And one other convenience, you need free delivery? They've got it. How about that? Austin Ratliff's Armorchy Pharmacy on the Martha Berry Highway across from the high school.
Hey there, BJ Littlejohn with Ware Mechanical again. Summer's here, and in Georgia, that means hot. This is the time of year to make sure your air conditioner is ready to go with a checkup from Ware Mechanical, Rome's trained comfort specialist. Checkup today can save you big money down the road. Give us a call at 706-234-3051 and set up your service appointment. Keep cool all summer long with Ware Mechanical, serving Rome and Floyd County for over 30 years. Ware Mechanical, your local trained comfort specialist. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
At First Bank Mortgage, we help others get to a better place. Your better place might be a yard for your kids or a bigger home for your growing family. Maybe it's just to refinance your current mortgage. Whatever your better place is, First Bank Mortgage will help you get there. Call 706-232-9458. Voted best mortgage lender 2 years in a row. First Bank Mortgage, 338 West 3rd Street, Rome. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 472433. First Bank Mortgage, helping you get to your better place.
At Rome Orthopedic Center, we salute students, freshmen and seniors, athletes and artists, first stringers and choral singers, band majors and game changers. We hope you never need orthopedic care, but if you do, choose the only practice in the Rome area solely dedicated to the orthopedic needs of the students and families in our community. Rome Orthopedic Center. To make an appointment, call 706-292-0040.
Back with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed is with us. And as promised, we're going to switch to the other side of the ball and talk about the defense. Of course, Wayne Groves is back as your defensive coordinator. And obviously, you have a lot of faith in what he brings to the table as a coordinator. So tell us what makes him special as a defensive coordinator and coach.
I think it's consistency. I mean, every day he comes and makes the kids put in a good workout. And then at practice, it's just constantly the same message. And we're going to be tough on defense and pursue and tackle. And so, I mean, he just keeps – and he works very hard at getting a game plan. And then he just keeps the same message every day. He's not going to let up.
And, Coach, what about the rest of your defensive coaching staff? Who are those guys?
We would start out with Chris McFarland. Wayne's moved to linebackers this year, and then Chris McFarland's working at outside linebackers. And we brought in a defensive back coach, LeBrandon Hudson, who was sought after by programs such as Grayson and McEachern and all that. And he'll coach defensive backs. And then I coach D-line, and then we've got Coach McFarland's son, who was at Berry College and some other colleges, helping me out with defensive line. It's Garrett McFarland.
And, Coach, like we did on offense, let's start with your defensive line and talk about some of the guys that are going to be out there for you this year.
Yeah, we've got – well, one of the guys and the only senior up there will be Jalen White, and he's played defensive end last year, number 7, and he's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", and – you know, 245 pounds, and I think he'll have a good year. He came on strong last year. And then you got a junior in Stefan Green, who has a Georgia offer, and he's 6'4", about 270. He got great feet, and then really probably the hardest working, toughest kid up there is Tyson Brown. He plays defensive line also, probably about 6'1 or 6'2 and about 245 pounds. And then there's some different candidates for end, and they're both young and they're very powerful, and that's Trey Adams and Justin Terrell. They're both at defensive end. We got some backups too up front there. Nick Monroe and some other guys could really play.
Now, as far as your linebacking core for this year,
Darius Smith is a kid that's playing some reps. So number 15, he'll be a junior, and then a sophomore, Alto Moore, is a mic backer. Jyron Griffin is an outside backer. Grant Bullard's an outside backer, play a bunch, and then at strong safety, we got Jaden Harmon, a freshman. It's about 6'2 and 190. They'll play some outside backer also.
And as far as your defensive backs?
Well, like I said, Harmon's is a strong safety, and free safety is a different some different guys. But Josh Barosa has been running reps there. And then two corners are all-state type kids, and Bryson Hill and Martell Height.
Coach, I know one of the things that coaches talk about in terms of, you know, finding success on the field is guys emerging as leaders, guys that are vocal and kind of encourage their teammates and things of that nature. Are there some guys that just really stick out in your mind that kind of play those roles?
Yeah, I think Bryson Hill does that. Tyson Brown's done a good job of that. I think the quarterback always has to, and you always push that guy to do some of that. You know, Jyron Griffin and Alto Moore, even as a sophomore, I don't think you got to wait for a senior anymore. You know, if you're playing Mike Becker, you better be a leader.
We also like to spend some time in this segment talking about special teams, because obviously that's one of those situations that can determine the outcome of a game in a pretty big hurry. So what's the special team situation like for you guys this year?
Well, I know we're breaking in a new kicker, and we had Fernando Lopez the last year, and he was the region kicker of the year. He kicked a 42-yard field goal to beat Douglas County, and so we've had a really great tradition of kickers here. And so this year it's Gary Gonzalez, and he's just only going to be a sophomore, and he's done a great job so far. Punting right now, we have Corey Gardhigh, real tall, tight end, wide receiver kid. He can really punt the ball. We'll see how he does in games. And then we have a couple different deep snappers that do a great job, and Patrick Cromer's a holder.
And as far as, like, kick returners and things of that nature?
We got a few guys that can return a kick. Patrick Cromer's great at catching punts. Martell Height will be back here also catching punts. And then Martell and Antoine Carey, Bryson Hill, Sean Nelson, and all the fast guys that also ran track will be back here returning kicks.
We're joined by the head coach of the Rome Wolves. John Reed is with us. We have one more segment left of the program, and in that segment we're going to talk a little bit about the 2021 season schedule, and hard to believe that everything's getting kicked off tomorrow. We'll be right back on WLAQ.
Sports and real estate are a lot alike. Hi, I'm Tom Holt, agent for Realty One Group Insight. Having the right coach and being prepared are what make winners. I would enjoy being your coach, whether it's a home, a commercial building, or a land lot. My job is to help you win the game by making the right plays and to cross the finish line first. It's simple. Give me a call at Realty One Group Insight, 706-578-1000, or my cell, Tom Holt, at 706-331-7098.
If you're having neck pain, I know who you need to call. You need to call Dr. James Keene with the Proctor Keene Chiropractic Clinic, right?
That's a good idea, Randy, if you're having neck pain. Neck pain is something we have talked about back pain many times, and it's a thing that we see most often. The second most often thing seen is neck pain. Neck pain can get, you know, people sleep wrong. They wake up and they've got a crick in their neck. They can't turn their head. These things respond very well to chiropractic care. And again, like we've said with back pain, don't let it get worse. It can travel down your arm into your hands and fingers. So if you're having some neck pain, give us a call. We're in the office Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8:30 to 12, 2 to 6. Saturday, 8:30 to 12. Phone number 706-291-1971.
Hey, folks, Robert Mathis out here at Mathis Trailer and Equipment Sales. We have got a huge inventory right now on enclosed trailers. We got the cargo craft. We got your homesteaders. We have got many different sizes, from 5x10s up to 7x20s. Come check us out. We're probably going to have the most in stock anywhere in North Georgia. Come see us. We're out here on Kingston Highway. Thank you for your business.
Joined one more time by the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed, is with us as we get ready for the curtain to rise on the 2021 season. Last year we got a late start. This year things are starting off a bit more normal in terms of the time frame. But let's have a look at your schedule. I mean, you guys have, as we talked about earlier, just an extremely tough schedule and have some games there on the front end in your non-region schedule that'll be big test right there at the beginning of the year, starting with Rockmart.
Right. We go to Rockmart right off the bat, and they're highly ranked in their classification, and you know they've probably won in the last 3 years probably 80% of their games. So, and they got a bunch of talent on the team, well coached. So that'll be a challenge for the Rome Wolves on the road.
And then you're going to come back home for a couple of games. You'll have Cherokee, and then Collins Hill. And I know Collins Hill is a team that's talked about a lot. They've got a couple of guys that I think were in the Super 11 from AJC, unless I'm badly mistaken.
No, you're right. I think I'll take just a swipe at both those games. First of all, from a broad perspective, we play the Swan kid and the Corn kid, and at quarterbacks are two of the top 10 quarterbacks and two of the top in our state and probably two of the top 10 quarterbacks in the country, so that'll be a challenge. And then Collins Hill will probably be ranked number one and nationally ranked when we play them. So, you know, the Rome Wolves aren't, they don't get any easy games anymore. So, you know, that was a game that Lenny Gregory, a friend of mine, and we just couldn't get an opponent. So we ended up playing each other. And then the Cherokee team's getting better and better, and they have some really talented players. So that'll be a challenging game. Great, great home schedule this year for the Rome Wolves.
And then, of course, after the Collins Hill game, you're going to go on the road to open up your region play at South Paulding. And this is a region that you were in last year, also moved up a classification. So a little bit more familiarity with that. And, of course, there were some teams that you were familiar with regardless.
Right. And like I tell everybody, and even our new coaches, that, you know, what's the region like and what's Georgia high school football like at 6A? Well, everybody has a good quarterback. Everybody has a good running back. And everybody has good coaches. And that's not to put down the other players, because everybody else, I mean, there's talent all over the field. And so there's no easy nights.
And then, of course, one game that's obviously getting a lot of talk here before the season even begins, and that's the game against Carrollton that you get to host this year.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of times, I guess not a lot of times, probably over the last 5 years, it's come down to us or them, and even as the region champs. And even last year, I know they boasted a region championship when we won the region one year, and last year we actually tied for the region, and they won in a tiebreaker. So it seems like it always does come back to either Carrollton or Rome. And I hope it's that way this year. That would mean we beat some other really good teams.
Absolutely. And, of course, they've got a brand-new head coach this year, people that are very familiar with in these parts, Joey King. And so, obviously, he'll bring some different looks as well.
Yeah, Joey's been around and done some good things and been in and out as recruiter and all that now. And we hope to welcome him to Region 5, 6A. He'll do a good job down there.
And then, Coach, after the Carrollton game, you will host Dalton on the 1st of October. And Dalton's one of those teams I know a couple years ago they had Jameer Gibbs and some other really experienced players. Last year had a young team. This year maybe taking another step forward.
Yeah, I just think you can just take the region like this. And when you got a tradition program like Dalton coming in, there's just no easy day.
And then after Dalton, you'll go on the road a couple of weeks. You'll go to East Paulding. Alexander also comes a week after that.
Yeah, tough and tough. East Paulding's got a running back that's probably got snubbed from All-State, and he can fly and a great kid. And Alexander's got the same situation with the coach that's probably putting some energy in their program.
And then, Coach, you're going to have Douglas County at home next to last?
Ditto. Yeah, it's just the same in and out. It's just now, right now, I had my blood pressure was under control, Matt, until you sit there and start asking me about this region schedule. Now I'm starting to get stressed.
My goodness. And then you've got Paulding County to close out the regular season. That'll be a road game for your last week of the regular season.
Like I said, good coaches, good players across the board. And that's a long way off right now. Whew, just worried about Rockmart.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, as always, really appreciate your time and certainly appreciate the tour of the facility today. That was the first time I've had the opportunity to look at it in person. And if you've seen pictures on Facebook and things of that nature, they're nice pictures, but you got to see it in person to really understand what you have going on here.
Yeah, it doesn't do it justice, pictures. People got to know that this is one of the finest high school facilities in the country and a great place to get to coach and play high school football.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time and hope you guys have a great season.
All right, well, thank you, Matt. Good luck to you.
And that's going to put a wrap on our conversation with the head coach of the Rome Wolves, John Reed, with us. And that's going to put a wrap on our 2021 Rome and Floyd County previews. We hope you enjoyed them and certainly appreciate you listening. And with that said, so long, everybody.